Blessed Feast of All the Saints. And we read in today's epistle that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And one of the things I love about the Orthodox Church in general, but this parish in particular, is all you have to do is look around and you can see on the walls that great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. All the saints, or at least as many as we could afford to put up. And God willing, we will continue that work. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses who have run and finished the race with perseverance as we are called to do. They are examples of how to live according to Christ, and they are our intercessors at the throne of God, encouraging us along the way. You know, this idea of a race is a very fitting example. They've already crossed the finish line and are there cheering us on, encouraging us as we move in that same direction, towards that same finish line, to be crowned as victors with them and with Christ. And so on this day, we set aside to honor all the saints. And I'd like to remind each and every one of you, as I need reminders also, honor your patron saints. Honor your patrons who are there at the throne of God, praying for you and guiding you. Ask for their continued prayers and honor them by following their guidance, following the example that they set forth. And we have a whole calendar of saints, all the saints that we know about, anyway. Today, we happen to be celebrating, in particular, the apostles Barnabas and Bartholomew. Tomorrow, we'll have different saints. Yesterday, we had different saints. But every day of the calendar, we have certain saints that we honor because God has revealed these people as holy examples for us. But there are many, many, many others who we don't know, that God has not revealed to us that they lived a holy life and had united themselves to Him. In fact, that number of unknown saints probably far exceeds the number of known saints. And so today we honor those saints as well, the known and the unknown to us. And I'd like to add a final category of the saints that we are to honor on this day. And that is all of those saints yet to be perfected in Christ. And by that, I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me, I'm talking about our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, and everyone who has not yet finished that race. You know, we are all called to be saints. That is our telos. We talked about this on our camping trip. This Greek word telos means the end goal, our purpose, our target. What we are shooting for. And our telos, our end goal, is to be united to Christ through a holy life, as He did, as He showed us. And brothers and sisters, as much effort as we might put into it, the race is not finished, the work is not done until we take our final breath. And so as the epistle encourages us to run the race with perseverance, with purpose, striving all the way, not running the first half and then walking and then taking a nap, but striving all the way to the finish line. There is still work, and the good news is there is still hope for me and for you. Now, we have several ways of holiness that we see from the examples of the lives of the saints. Some lived in holiness from a very young age. Their parents brought them up in piety, and they continued living this life into adulthood. Some saints, and many of them we also have on our walls, lived their youthful life and often a large part of their adult life in rebellion against God, living according to the passions. But then later in life, came to Christ and repented of that former passionate life they had lived. Now, the genealogy of Christ that we read is a beautiful thing. The church reminds us that in his ancestry, there were many who sinned greatly, but also repented greatly. That gives me such hope. Such hope. Now, there are many ways of being a saint, a holy person. We will pray in a little bit. You, depending on where the choir is in the hymn, you may hear the priest commemorating the forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith. These are the saints. And we can add to those categories those holy people who were monastic, who lived a celibate life, and those who were married, those who attained holiness by simply raising their children in the faith, those who lived a holy life in their secular job. We also have a number of child saints who did not live to old age and yet had achieved, who had attained to Christ in such a way that God has revealed them as being saints. So we have these examples that in whatever context we can unite ourselves to God to be that light of Christ in the world, to live in a holy way, and repent when we fail to do so. This is the Christian life. This is what we are called to do. And this has been God's plan for humanity since the beginning. We read a passage from the Wisdom of Solomon last night at Vespers. And since it was just so wonderful, I'd like to read it to you again. It's the first 9 verses of chapter 3. The souls of the righteous are in the hands of God, and there shall no torment touch them. In the sight of the unwise, they seem to die, and their departure is taken for misery, and their going from us to be utter destruction. But they are in peace. For though they be punished in the sight of men, yet is their hope full of immortality. And having been a little chastised, they shall be greatly rewarded. For God proved them and found them worthy for himself. As gold in the furnace hath he tried them, and received them as a burnt offering. And then in the time of their visitation, they shall shine and run to and fro like sparks among the stubble. They shall judge nations and have dominion over peoples. And the Lord shall reign unto the ages. They that put their trust in him shall understand the truth, and such as be faithful in love shall abide with him. For grace and mercy is in his saints, and visitation among his elect. What a beautiful little foretaste of what it is to be holy, to be a saint. Not only in heaven, but we can also taste a bit of that here on earth as well. This is God's desire for us. For us to be united to Him. To be holy, set apart. We are, each of us, called to be saints. And the best way to do this is to get to know those saints that God has revealed to us. To read their lives. To follow in their footsteps, which lead to Christ and His kingdom. Through their prayers, O Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.